Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen.
Tom, there's only one thing we can talk about this week.
What's that?
Oh, come on.
Well,
Don't even pretend.
I was going to talk about your lovely birthday celebration.
Well, listen, sure, it was lovely. But what was the big news at the birthday celebration?
There was that.
I'm getting younger.
You're getting younger. I do think that's true, actually.
Thank you so much.
Beauty Donuts.
It's good lighting. And the other big news is you're going into the West End. West End Wendy sits before us.
Well, I don't know about that, but I'm doing a short bit with Titanic in London starting in March, and I'm very excited about it.
Well, let me tell you, me and the girls are already texting each other about dates.
Oh, that's very nice. Well, I hope that you enjoy. I mean, I know you've seen it before, but I'm very excited about it. I mean, I'm stepping into a show which is so funny and the cast are so brilliant. Mm. I mean, I'm just very, very lucky to be doing it, really. That's how I feel. But it should be, I think, lots of fun.
When do you start rehearsals?
Mid-Feb.
Mm. Are you having singing lessons? Are you?
We're having singing lessons.
We went to a... You're talking about we as in I?
The Royal We, yeah.
The Royal We.
So I booked a practice music room yesterday because I had two
Do you mean karaoke?
I mean, basically it was. Actually, I should have booked a karaoke place. That would have been better. But went into like a little practice room in the back basement of a music shop. And and sat there and I was so embarrassed, like just me on my own. I thought, what if someone can hear? And I was going to do my little vocal warm-up. And then I was like, no, I can't do my Mamma Mia macaronis.
What's your Mamma Mia macaronis? Mamma Mia macaroni macamo. Is that
It could be like that, but it's actually more of a sort of, to sort of get you to open all your face.
Oh, I see. It's a big face one.
Big face one, yeah. And to sort of not be afraid to kind of be kind of bold with one's voice, I think is the idea. I think.
Sure. But did you do any practicing in the end?
So then I got into it and I was quite enjoying it. But it's a lot of the stuff yesterday was sort of around middle C, which is sort of, I don't know, I found it a little bit high. My voice seemed to be breaking around then. Maybe it's, I don't know.
Well, have you thought about giving up the pipe?
Well, I might just have to stop smoking all those pipes. Yeah. But, gosh, I just don't want to go into this first day of rehearsals and embarrass myself. That's what I'm so scared of, like first day at school.
Well, of course, but everyone hates being the new girl.
Yeah. And I'm going to be that.
But that's
like
okay.
Dolly Parton in 9 to 5. Yeah.
Are you going to wear those massive tits?
Well, I was going to, but I won't. It's a bad idea.
And so do they just rehearse you in?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, okay. I don't know why I'm asking the question.
No, I don't know. I don't know. But I'm,
does Katie Helps know? Maybe she could get in touch and let us
know. Katie Helps might know more than me. But yeah. Everybody's very kind, so I'm very pleased. But I am just a little nervous about that first day, that's all. But yeah. As one might be.
Did you have to go in and meet with them? beforehand?
Well, I'd sort of met them anyway at various things. And then they were very, very kind to me. So it's very lovely. And we went to see the show twice when it opened. And it turns out there's lots of people like that. It's so funny. It's such a brilliant show.
It's great. Yeah. It's great. And you're obviously playing Mrs. DeWitt Bacater. What's her name? What's her first name?
Well done for knowing the name. Ruth.
Well, of course, I love Titanic, so I know that Kate's character is Rose DeWitt Bacater.
Yes, she's got a slightly different name in the show Titanic.
Oh, what is her name in that?
Well, I'll leave...
Oh, okay, you don't want to give the gag away.
I might not give the gag away, yeah.
God, when I saw it, the girl that played Rose was honestly phenomenal.
Well, they're all such phenomenal... Yeah. Singers that...
I mean, I think the whole cast is.
Yeah, that's what I mean, that everybody's so brilliant.
Yeah.
So I'm very... yeah, but, you know...
No,
confidence is not...
The voices.
We're not always at home to Mr. Confident, so yeah.
But I think people will be wanting to watch you have lots of fun in it. That's what people come to the show for. It's not like you're doing Porgy and Bess. Of course, for Christmas.
That would be an unusual choice, yes, I think. But yes, for sure.
It's, I only say Porgy and Bess because it's an opera. It's the only one I can think of. That is an opera, isn't it?
I think it is, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, those opera singers, I mean, that's a whole different ball game, isn't it? The way that they do that big singing.
I don't think that's something that you could, you know, step into for 6 weeks.
I think they don't seem to have such stunt casting, do they?
We've got Shane Ritchie in.
Yes. I'm trying to think something from like Puccini or something, but I don't know. And then vibrato. I didn't know about vibrato. Yeah, that sort of thing, which they do, I think, quite a lot in opera, don't they?
Yeah.
But you mustn't do in musicals.
Is that right?
Apparently not.
You see, Tom, I didn't even know these things.
I didn't know this thing until I...
Here's my big question for you.
Mm.
Will you get some jazz trousers and some...
Oh.
See, now, when I was heavily into the musical theatre, I was going twice a week. This is when I'm a teenager, dear listener.
Wow.
I had these jazz boots that were split sole.
Oh, my dream.
And honestly, I felt like the fucking bee's knees.
Well, you were.
I got them for Christmas.
Oh.
And I remember thinking, just wait.
Wait until...
Oh, I mean, I was at a musical club, so I thought, just you wait, Henry Higgins. But I just thought, that this is high fashion, art.
Oh, absolutely.
People
You're taking
are
yourself seriously.
Really think something when I walk into the rehearsal for an audition of Oklahoma.
Oh my goodness, what a great show as well. Were your legs entering the room before you did?
Yeah, well, of course, because I'd do sort of a développé walk.
Of course. Wonderful. Wonderful. I can see it now.
I think we're the only podcast that has used the term développé walk.
I cannot imagine anybody else would. And more fool them, really.
Yeah, more fool them.
Sorry we're not talking to you about like how you've been sleeping wrong all these years.
Oh. Do you think it's your memories? Have you done something really bad? Well, it's probably that.
It's probably, you know, that's very much...
Sounds like a you problem.
That's very much the level of our wellness, I would say. It's very much kind of...
Our wellness is, you're right. Oh,
are you
I'm
okay?
Right.
You've done very well. Don't worry.
Oh, don't worry about that.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you, and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What are you doing with your piece, Lily Hun?
Oh, I was just sort of turning her.
Oh, she looks very...
She's actually doing very well. Thank you for noticing my piece, yeah. Lily. I've currently only got one sort of little sprouty lily.
Oh, I think that's good, you know.
But I don't mind the... I don't mind just the lovely leaves.
Lovely
leaves.
I'll
tell you what as well. You'll like this. Have a look at this. Have a look at the pot that it's in.
Oh, that's nice. Where'd you get that?
Oh, it was Nanny Ruffles.
Oh,
so I wonderful. Imagine it's, you know, roughly 60 years old.
Yeah, lovely. But, it's sort of got a still life of some
it's got
apricots
a still life of some
it.
Peaches or apricots. Peaches, yeah, yes. That's right. And lovely. It's got a handle each side.
Oh, I like those ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, did it come on a stand?
Oh, do you know, at some point it might have. But when I received it, my mum said, that piece lily's not doing very well here.
Oh.
She couldn't, you couldn't get the light. I said, do you know what, it would do well in my kitchen?
Upstairs.
She said, okay.
Oh,
so
lovely.
We popped it in my kitchen. And now I've popped it in my office.
Lovely. What were you going to say? Sorry, I interrupted.
Did I tell you what I asked my mum for Christmas?
This year?
Oh, for my birthday, rather.
This year?
Yeah.
Not the split sole dance shoes again?
Not the split sole dance shoes. I wish.
A new pair.
A new pair. Finally, I've worn them in.
Yeah.
or worn them out, rather. Mum said to me, what do you want for your 40th? I'd like to get you something special.
Mm.
And the thing is, like, I'm not someone that changes my jewellery all the time. I've got, like, jewellery that I like, and I wear that.
Yeah.
And I just keep it on all the time.
Mm.
And very chic, sure. And, you know, I'm very lucky that I have lots of nice things that I like and that I want. And I didn't really want mum to spend money on stuff that I wouldn't love. Mm. And then I said, can I have two of your ornaments?
Lovely
idea.
And
she was like, yeah, okay. Because she has these, well, they're sort of greyhounds, but they're like
whippets.
I want to say, exactly. I want to say they're made of iron, but I think it's probably not iron. But it's the sort of thing that probably could, you know, be used as a weapon in EastEnders.
I was going to say, it's so important, yeah.
Yeah, really really thrilled with them. Put them either side of the mantelpiece.
That is so funny, Suze.
Why? Guess
what I did last week?
Oh, my God.
I was like, Mum, do you like these vases? Because I've always had my eye on them.
Yeah.
You thought,
do
white.
I need to wait until the wake? Or should I just have them now?
And when's the point that I asked for these? They were in like a little cupboard, like in a little glass cupboard. Actually, not that little, but they weren't being particularly loved. And I thought, well, these would go lovely on my mantelpiece. And I've got two more ornaments like that on my mantelpiece.
Now, what are they when you say vases for flowers?
Yeah, but I haven't put any flowers in them. I guess they'd be watertight, but they're sort of old. So I would wonder about if they were cracked.
Of course,
something.
We love old things, don't we?
We love old things. But isn't that strange? Both do the same thing.
Yeah, that is strange, isn't it? Stealing from my mother's on the same day.
And I did feel like I was stealing from my mother.
Yeah. I said, do you mind? And she said, nah. I said, well, can you just find out where Dad got them from? And she went, oh, I don't know. They just turned up one day.
That's lovely.
Anyway, I really love them.
I think it's nice to, you know, show that you like those things, those old things.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't care.
Oh, no, I love old stuff.
Well,
our house would be full of it if Alice says to a lot of things, I think that might be something for your office. I've got quite a few of Nan's bits up here.
Oh, that's nice. That's
but I like
nice.
It.
And I think as well, it's nice. I think we live in an era when people seem to enjoy the slightly more sort of ornate kind of things.
Yeah.
Ornamental things. I've noticed that.
Things that are slightly avant-garde. I tell you what I like, Tom.
What, Susie?
You know that fancy glass that's like a clown or something?
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love all that.
Called?
What is that called? They make it in...
Like a blown glass.
Like a blown glass.
That terrifies me.
The clowns?
Glass blowers.
Oh, yeah.
When you see them like Michael Portillo's Great Railway Journeys.
Honestly, I think we did a couple of episodes on it when I got really into that podcast called like Blow Me or whatever it's called. It's not called that.
Oh, that sounds about right. I just always worry about breathing in. I'm sure I must have said
that. Yes, you said that before because you have to do this. You go, you turn, it is sort of amusing because what you do have to do is you sort of go.
Yes, Susie's doing the motion there.
And it does look a bit rich.
For sure. And then I'd laugh.
Sure. Well, of course. And then you'd breathe in.
I'd breathe in, breathe in, and I'd be dead. I'd breathe in like a whole... And that, what a way to die as well.
Oh, yeah, that would be burning through the esophagus.
Oh, don't, Suze, don't.
Sorry. Not especially when you're trying to sing so much at the moment.
Of course. What would I do? A glass voice. Oh.
You know, cuts glass.
Cuts glass, his voice does. Well, you know, he swallowed a decanter.
But did Tony's, you have... Yeah. No, go on.
Well,
go
the clown. No, I was going to say about the clown. Did we...
Yeah, what about the clown?
Did you...
I haven't got one. When Nan died, my Auntie Susan wanted it. And and that was fine, she says.
Sounds like it.
No, my auntie wanted it, and so I said fine. Fine.
Fine.
No, take it. I don't mind.
That's Auntie Susan in Australia.
Auntie Susan in Australia.
Oh, gosh. That's been difficult to get home in the...
Well, you must be careful, mustn't you? I imagine she would have had to bubble wrap and then box it before suitcasing it.
Yeah, I bet.
Would be my guess.
Yes, in amongst some clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Mm. I would say so.
That's all right, Susan.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
But I love all that old thing. Also, it's really nice, isn't it? Because we are in an age of consumerism.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
And I just love old shit.
Yeah, same. You just reuse it. There was such a sort of snobbery about it for a time. Wasn't there? Sort of a real disdain for anything old.
Yeah, but I love it. Like, I was walking past a British Heart Foundation the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Clang. They had a 20-piece dining set.
Oh, lovely.
That was really sort of fancy and weird.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to take it home, but I knew that Alice wouldn't be vibing it.
She'd raise an eyebrow.
Well, we've got Johnny Lou plates. They're nice, sure, but are they telling a story? I don't think so.
Well, there is something about that. Like, a lot of people, as we know, aren't into that. But that sort of formal dinnerware, I think. You know, there was a time when our parents and maybe grandparents might have had, like, some
the nice plates.
For special occasions.
Yeah.
And we don't really do that now so much, like formal, like today's the day, we're going to use the formal stuff.
But then in a way, you don't want to just save stuff for best. I think just use best every day.
Well, that's my sentiment.
So I want to use formal dining. I want us all to dress for dinner still.
Yes, why not? Ring the gong.
Oh, yeah. I'd love it.
Well, that sort of pace of life, I suppose, where you took time over choosing what cups you wanted, for example, or something like that. It's a bit slower, isn't it? And I do think we... do need that. I think we all need to slow down. I've been saying it for some time. But
I think there's a shift happening now in that for a very long time, people have worked very, very hard to not earn a lot of money, you know, and for the people at the top of industries to make shit ton.
Yeah.
And people are always... exhausted and you can't buy a house and you can't get a mortgage but yet you feel like you're working all the bloody time and how is it fair that I feel like there has to be some sort of great reckoning when we go, oh, actually billionaires, you are going to have to pay your fair share and maybe no one should be a billionaire. Maybe just as an idea, because no one has the time to do those nice things.
Well, I suppose that's it, isn't it? Like the time to do it, yeah. To just sort of enjoy, yeah, a moment.
You know, how many people have the time to go, oh, on Friday night we invite our friends over for dinner after work.
Yeah.
And we all have a nice, you know, you get, because I think people are like hurrying and, oh God, no, I've got to stay late at the office to finish this thing because my boss has said I have to.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. That sort of thing, yeah. It's true. And I do think phones haven't helped. I think there's a sort of sense of, well, technology's, you know, made everything so much easier. But I think, well, people did do a lot before phones were around.
Yeah.
We achieved a lot.
It's different if you have a kind of job that you love and you feel like you, and you know, and it's, but, oh gosh, I remember when I was working in a shop, you know, it was like the hardest I'd ever worked. You know, it's harder than being a stand-up.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I
because this was my
shop,
passion,
yeah.
like, and yeah. I love it, and I love writing, and even when I have a hard day writing, I still love that I'm a stand-up and a writer.
Very blessed.
But like, working in like a donut van, or working in a supermarket, or working in, when I worked in a shop. Do you remember when I worked in Joy at Clapham Junction? Honestly, it was the most, it was so ironic that it was called Joy because it was the most depressed I've ever been.
Oh, was it?
And it was tough, and the manager was really hard work.
I was going to say, like, the management can make such a big difference, can't they?
And I just, and it was so, and you'd be on your feet for, you know, and you'd do a double shift and get half an hour for lunch.
And that thing, you're like looking at the clock, it's 5 o'clock.
Yeah, and then you go, before you go, can you just organise everything for tomorrow? And you go, I've been here. I've not seen the day. I've not seen daylight.
Yeah, that sort of sense of kind
that's
of
that's such hard work.
Big corporations as well. Like,
it's so wrong,
yeah,
isn't it, that people work so hard like that all day, which makes our lives, you know, that's how we get food, that's how we get the things that we need. And you can't buy a house and you can't have, anyway, it's just bollocks, isn't it?
It's very hard, Suze. You're quite right. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my God,
is this
the rest is politics?
This is basically what they do, I think, yeah.
I don't know. It just feels everything just feels very unfair. And people should have the time to put down their phones and have a dinner service.
Gosh, it really sparked something there.
I didn't know I had such strong feelings about
that. Well, this is your 40s, welcome.
Oh, welcome to the fourth floor.
Welcome to the fourth floor.
See, that's the thing. Sometimes you just walk past the British Heart Foundation.
Yeah.
And it can rile something up in you.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. That's very true, yeah. I mean, for sure. It's very difficult, Suze, very difficult. Well, well done, well said, I say, yeah.
Do you think?
Said.
Yeah.
Yeah, Suze, I think people connect with that.
What else have you got to tell me? We've only got 5 minutes left. Do you have any hot goss?
I think the one thing we should be talking a bit more about is the current series of Call the Midwife, because I'm, you know, it's slipping through our fingers, like
slipping through my fingers all the time.
What's that from? That's a nice song.
I want to say it's Mama Cass, but do you know what? I can't be sure.
Like a nice 70s. Feel.
Yeah, like a 70s.
70s was
a woman
good for music, wasn't it?
A woman in a sort of a floaty dress.
Oh yeah.
On the Top of the Pops, just sort of swaying. A man with long hair playing guitar behind her, that sort of thing.
Oh, I think it might be ABBA, actually, according to producer.
Oh, I think it is ABBA, actually, yeah. Sorry, guys. But I think that still works.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But, you know.
Have you seen the SNL sketch of them doing ABBA songs?
No.
Oh, my God, it's so funny. They're all corpsing. I'll send it to you later. And if you're not in mine and Tom's WhatsApp group, which is just me and Tom, look it up yourself.
Okay.
That was to the listener.
Yes, of course.
What did you want to talk about, Tom?
Call the Midwife.
Call the Midwife. Let's talk about it.
Have you seen the most recent episode?
Of course, Tom.
Of course. I mean, they were doing a lot on time capsules this week. That's obviously was a thing at that time.
Yes. Seems to be inspired by Blue Peter.
Blue Peter, that Blue Peter episode that everybody seemed to watch. Everybody's got on board.
But I suppose everybody did watch one programme, didn't they?
Yeah, I guess there was something quite nice about that, wasn't there? And that they just that's the thing we do. Again, slower times, simpler times.
Well, that's the thing. How many people can you say to, last night did you watch series 4, episode 1 of The West Wing?
Yeah.
No.
Hardly anybody.
Hardly anyone.
I mean, also, we were watching BBC Four last night over dinner. I did a carbonara. It was just me and Mum. We put on BBC Four.
Well, that's nice.
It was nice, actually. It's quite a last minute sort of throw everything. Everything's got to be ready in the last minute, I realised. And
yeah, you make that with an egg, don't you?
That's got an egg in it, yeah. Mum was sort of talking to me about the birdhouse at the point. Not the birdhouse in your soul, but the birdhouse in the garden.
Right.
And I was a little bit distracted, you know, at that moment. But So I was a bit frustrated that the spaghetti was sort of done and I hadn't quite got the sauce together and I was annoyed with myself. But anyway, but on BBC4, they had Call My Bluff and Jenny Agutter was on it back in the late 70s. Gosh, she's never changed. That is where it's a bit like Would I Lie to You is now. Mm. Two teams of three and a word comes up behind the host and three people make up a meaning. Well, two people make up a meaning and one has the real meaning of the word.
Oh.
And then the other side has to guess which is real. It's very simple game. Very simple parlor game, simpler times,
yes.
Wasn't it?
Was Jenny Agutter, was she...
Sparkling, absolutely sparkling, star quality.
Well, I think she does.
Had it back then, has it now?
Well, do you know what? I was thinking about Jenny Agutter's life the other day. And for those people that don't know, she plays Sister... Oh.
Sister Monica, no.
No, not Monica Joan. Sister Julienne, of course.
Sister Julienne. I nearly said Sister Julienne, and I thought, I'm sure that's something you do with vegetables.
Well, of course, yeah, you can, can't you? It's how you can chop a carrot.
Mm. Sure she has.
I'm sure. But I was thinking about Jenny Agutter, and I was thinking, I bet that's a nice gig.
I'd hope so. A bit of opening the door of St. Nanutter's.
I think that's a nice gig. You're working, what, do you think, 3 months a year?
I should think so, yeah.
Including rehearsal time.
Yes. Yeah, probably not a huge amount of rehearsal.
You're not together all year round because, you know, it's quite chilled. Different guests every week, so that keeps things
that
interesting
nice.
When you're having a cup of tea.
Hello,
probably
nice to meet you.
Nice sense of joie de vivre between the cast, I imagine.
I'm sure.
Oh, lovely
nice
to
fun.
See you.
How are you? What?
How are you? Mm. Yes. Did you end up doing your kitchen? That sort of thing.
That sort of thing to go to a nice sunny holidays. Yeah, I would think so. Yeah. I mean, I think it's moving. You can see them moving towards a more, you know, like more modern version of the NHS now where everything's more hospital based. And there's something about that that's a little bit, let's say, less personal than it has been at St. Nanutter's. But still they're managing.
I think you can feel that they're closing shop. Mm,
they're closing. Yeah, they are sort of. And I don't like that so much.
I think I'll weep.
I think I will. There's something about that change that must come about where they suddenly went from sort of, you know, the nuns knew everybody. But it did seem like the nuns had quite a jammy go of it, really.
Do you know what? Not enough people say that.
What? The nuns had it easy.
The nuns have got it too easy.
They've got it. I tell you who's got it. I tell you.
Tell you these who's got nuns. It too easy. These nuns. Too easy for too long. Nuns.
Yeah, nuns. They were just like... picking up the phone, letting it ring a few times, pick up the phone.
Yeah. Midwife
speaking.
There's a fair bit of midwifery as well.
There's probably a fair bit which we didn't see, but yeah. We've always got time for a ham salad.
Good for them. Mm. Right, Tom, I simply
You've got to go.
Go,
Suze. You've got to go, dear. What is the one you're doing?
I'm doing Josh's podcast.
Oh,
about
lovely.
Nostalgia.
Lovely, lovely.
So, yes. If I don't see you through the window...
I'll see you through the week, Suze.
I'll see you through
sure.
the week. Okay,
sure.
darling.
Well, thanks so much and well done.
And congratulations on Titanic. People can book tickets now and I suggest you do it quickly because it's already selling out.
Well, I don't know. Well, I mean, yes. If you can see it, 4th of March to the 12th of April, I'm there.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay,
well,
dear. Send my love to Josh. I'll speak to you later, dear.
Will do. Okay, dear.
Okay,
bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. B